Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good morning, and joining us right now is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk to you about President Trump's 70-item immigration wish list, as it's being called, 70 items. So we don't have time to go through all of them, or you'll be here till tomorrow. What stands out to you as the most important items on this wish list, the ones that you think the president are going to say non-negotiable, got to have them?
Well, probably the first thing is the first thing they listed, which is funding for the border wall. For me, it's not, you know, the job one, because we have a lot of stuff at the border already. But for the president, obviously, that's the most important thing. The two things out of this long list that I think probably are the most important is, first, on enforcement, something called E-Verify. Some of your listeners may be familiar with it. It's an online free system that enables you, an employer, when you hire somebody and you take their Social Security and IRS info, which you have to do anyway, you just check it online and make sure the person's telling you the truth. It's an important tool to make it hard for illegals to get jobs, but so far it's just voluntary. And so the first thing is making that required for all new hires. That's on the list. And the other thing that I think is very important is changing this chain migration system we have, where most immigrants are just relatives of earlier immigrants, instead of people being selected based on skills or other, you know, what they can contribute to the country. For me, those are probably the two most important changes.
And what would the objection be to those from the Democrats? Obviously, for some reason, they just don't want the wall. Is there a good reason for them not wanting the wall?
Yeah, I don't think so, really. I mean, you can make an argument against it, because like I said, for me, it's not the number one thing, but the most plausible argument is really that you can get more bang for the buck in other things like interior enforcement. But that's really a question of what priority it should be. The people arguing against it aren't saying, you know, this is a good idea, but it's more important to spend the money on X, Y, and Z. They're saying, no wall, it's just wrong to have any kind of border protections, and that's just bananas.
Yeah, and they went back, you know, and Democrats in the past have voted for walls and fences and all sorts of things.
When it was politically necessary, they did.
Yes.
In 2006.
Yeah, things have changed. Mark, I always ask you this question because I feel like you're one of the few people who tracks this closely enough that the White House may actually want you to be a part of it. Were you a part in any way of this 70-point plan and helping them get it together?
No, the White House did this on their own, I think, with, consulting with people on Capitol Hill. A lot of the work we've done over the years,
yes,
is, you know, shows up in there. I'm not saying that, you know, they didn't pay any attention to it, but as far as sitting down and saying, how about this for an item 52 or something like that, no, we did not do that.
Okay, so, you know, a lot of people, including supporters of the president, view this as an opening bid. I mean, he's coming basically saying, look, I've got all this leverage. If you want to keep deferred action recipients in the United States, here are the things that I want. First of all, is this an encouraging sign to you that the president put out this plan? And were you prior to this, were you worried that something like this wouldn't come?
I was very encouraged, because after the meeting the president had with Chuck and Nancy, as he put it,
yes,
I was kind of worried that he was going wobbly, because they were quite confident in saying the president has guaranteed us a deal and the rest of it. Well, part of it, I think, is they were exaggerating. Part is they were hearing what they wanted to hear. And part of it is the president told them what they wanted to hear. You know, he does this kind of thing a lot, where people come out of a meeting thinking they have, you know, that he's agreed with them, and then 5 minutes later, that's not the way it is. So I was very glad to see that this was the opening bid, because obviously you never get any better than your opening bid.
Right.
And this was a really good opening bid.
So that's leads to my next question. What should be sacrificed? Not that you want to start throwing out ideas to the Democrats, but you should. What should be sacrificed in the effort to try and get this thing through? It seems like the Democrats have already said out loud that wall funding is a non-starter for them. So maybe we lose that point, and then there's still 69 other items that go through.
You see, that assumes, though, that Senator Schumer, who's the only one here who matters, because Congressman Pelosi's kind of irrelevant. The House, whatever the Republicans put together, the House will pass. But Senator Schumer, this assumes that he's actually willing to negotiate. And it seems that the Democrats really aren't. They have basically said, we want an amnesty for the DACAs. They actually want it broader for all so-called Dreamers,
right,
which is millions of people, not just 800,000.
And that's an important thing to remember, too, as people hear this debate. DACA is like 800,000, whereas Dreamers would be like, what, 3 million
Two
people?
2 or 3 million, depending on how you define these things. But the thing is, the Democrats have said, this is what we want, and we're willing to give you a few, you know, drones on the border, some kind of phony baloney border stuff, but that's it. We're not even going to talk about anything else. Our way or the highway. So I don't know that they're even willing to come back with, say, a counteroffer where they call the White House and say, okay, what are your two most important things? Let's talk about it and see if we can come to agreement. I don't think they have any interest in doing that.
Okay, Mark Krikorian, you always track this, so we'll always be checking back in with you as this debate goes along. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
6:44 now on WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.